I'm going to invite some of the men to come. We're going to celebrate. I love the fact that we come back every week to celebrate the cross, to celebrate what Jesus did for you, did for me. We can't go a week where we don't need to be reminded that I know what I deserve. And that ugly cross, that torture device, that's what I deserve. That should be me. Whipped, beaten, nailed, crown of thorns beat into my skull. That's what I deserve. Not just the physical torment, but the wrath of Almighty God for eternity against me because I'm treasonous and treacherous against Him. That's what I deserve. I need to be reminded of that every week so that I appreciate the grace that I've been given. Freely, undeservedly. I can't earn it. Didn't do anything to deserve it. God says, I love you. I'll bring you into a relationship with me where you can enjoy relationship, worshiping a God you were created to have a relationship for eternity. That's the gospel. That's the good news, that Jesus died to set us free from ourselves, from our sins, so that we can enjoy relationship with Him forever. Reconciled, forgiven, cleansed, made new inside, given new hearts that want to please Him, that no longer are in rebellion against Him. We're going to serve you bread and juice. Hold those in your hand and reflect on what Jesus did for you. Worship Him. We'll all take that together once we've all been served. Thank you, Jesus. For the gift that I don't deserve. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving eyes to see, opening blind eyes to see the light of the glory, the good news in the face of my Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sending your only Son, because that was the only possible way for sinners like us to be reconciled to a God like you. Thank you for the new birth, a new life, a new heart that is tender toward you, eager to please you. Thank you that although we continue to fall, to falter, to fail, to frustrate you, there is forgiveness if we confess our sins. You are faithful and you are just to forgive us, to cleanse us. We need that today. So we come not perfect. We confess. We come to receive a gift we don't deserve. And thank you for blessing us with yourself. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us of the price that was paid.